January 10th, 1999. Sunday's my only day off. No bodyguarding, no bouncing, no running, sparring, or hitting the heavy bag. I'm recovering from a late night, stretched out on the floor of my sparsely furnished one-bedroom apartment, killing creatures on PlayStation. My cell phone rings in the kitchen. I'm not expecting any calls, so I don't answer it. The phone's beside the oatmeal and the protein powder. It's about the only food in the place. I don't recognize the number, but for some reason, I answer anyway. It's the promoter of a local no-holds-barred NHB show. On their last card, I'd managed to squeak by with a win, fortunate not to get matched against Rico Rodriguez or Tito Ortiz. I ask what I can do for him. You got anything going on today? Nothing until tonight. Want to do me a huge favor and make some money? I don't care about the favor, but I could use the cash. Doing what? How'd you like to fight? I could really use you. I laugh. Sorry. I'm afraid I can't. I gave it up. But you've been training. He'd talked to someone. Probably my old coach. I haven't rolled in like 2 months. Only been boxing, I tell him. Turning pro soon. That's great, he says, sounding way too happy. Come on, I got a guy from out of town who needs an opponent. He wants a shot at your belt. All the ref did was raise my hand. This was the first I'd heard of a belt. I promised my boxing coach I wouldn't fight in a cage again. Why has he got to know? Come on, it's $200. $300 if you win. I don't want him thinking I'm chicken, but I can't take the fight. I've got a date at 7, I say, leaving out that I swore to my girlfriend I was done with the cage. Doors open at 5. I'll put you on first. You'll be fine. I look around my sorry apartment, searching for an excuse. Suddenly, I'm not so sure I want one. All I can come up with is, I don't have a cup. Not a problem. I'll have one for you. Just get down here as soon as you can. He'd have an answer for everything. It was either yes or no. I'm smart enough to know it'd be dumb to take the fight. I'm stupid enough to say, all right, I'll be there. Well, my day just got way more interesting. I fix a little food, gather my stuff, throw a pair of jeans and my button-down into a gym bag since I'll have to go straight to the date. In the car, I blast Slayer to block out my thoughts, jump on the freeway. I don't call my friends or brothers, even though I suppose it'd be nice to have a corner. I don't call my boxing coach to tell him I'm breaking his rule. I don't call my girlfriend to tell her I'm breaking hers, too. Odds are she'll figure it out when she sees me. I don't care about my body, but hope my face doesn't get all messed up. That happened 5 months ago when I fought Bobby Hoffman at Extreme Challenge 20 in Iowa. The first 11 minutes of the fight were fine, but the last 50 seconds hadn't been fun. Hammer fist after hammer fist straight to the face, making it so that everyone on that flight knew I got my ass kicked. My mom cried when she saw me. But it didn't really hurt. Bruises fade and broken noses heal, so no big deal. That's not how I should be thinking, though. I have to stay positive. I got lucky and won my last two fights. Barely took any punishment. Maybe this guy wouldn't be any good. Maybe the boxing had improved my striking. Shit, maybe I could actually win. The parking lot is already getting full. This building looks far better than the dirty warehouse they'd thrown a cage in for the last event. I'm not sure if the fight is legal, but that's not a real concern. The truth is, I wish the cops would show up and shut it down, but that they'd hurry up and do it in the next half hour. Inside, I find the promoter, throw on the cup and a pair of tight shorts. Just as he promised, I'd be up in the first 20 minutes. All the other fighters are with friends or teammates. I find a quiet corner and start to stretch. I don't see any heavyweights around. Maybe my guy won't show. I'm new to NHB. With 5 fights in my 1 year of training, I've never been first on a card. As one of the bigger guys, I'm usually one of the last, sitting in the back and watching guys come back bloodied and broken. Not today. I've got 15 minutes.